Today we're building a rewind moment in Ableton Live 12 that feels like a real DJ pullback, not a cheap tape stop gimmick. The goal is that chopped vinyl, warehouse-heavy character you hear in drum and bass, when the tune gets yanked backward for emphasis and the crowd immediately feels the reload coming. Think of this as a one-bar blueprint for energy control. In DNB, a rewind is not just an effect. It's a phrase tool. It can reset tension at the end of a 16 or 32-bar section, lead into a second drop, or act like a call and response between drums and bass. When it works, it sounds like the selector grabbed the record and pulled the room back for one more hit. Start by making a dedicated group track called Rewind FX. Keep it organized from the beginning. Inside that group, set up three lanes or chains, one for drums, one for bass, and one for texture or vinyl layer. This way, you can treat the rewind like a single performance moment instead of a bunch of random edits scattered across the session. For source material, use audio, not MIDI, if you can. Grab a two-bar drum break, a bass stab or a Reese phrase, and a texture layer like crowd air, noise, or crackle. If your parts are still MIDI, freeze and flatten them or resample them first. That matters because a rewind feels more believable when it's built from real chopped audio movement. The ear recognizes that as performance, not just plug-in automation. Now duplicate those source clips and create a short rewind slice, usually somewhere between half a bar and one bar. Keep it short. In drum and bass, too much rewind length kills momentum. You want the listener to feel the pullback, not drift away from the groove. On the drum clip, use warp in beats mode. On the bass and texture layers, use Complex Pro if needed. Reverse the clips, then tighten the start and end point so the motion lands cleanly on the grid. If the groove is strong, preserve the timing feel instead of forcing everything into a rigid shape. Reduce clip gain a few dB before processing, so you leave headroom for the processing that comes next. This is where the character starts to show up. Take the reversed material and add micro chops. If you want that chopped vinyl flavor, right-click and slice the clip to a new MIDI track. Slice drums by transients, or slice by 1/8 notes if you want a more rhythmic feel. Then program short retriggers with simpler. Use 1/16 and 1/32 note repeats near the end, and leave tiny gaps in a couple of places so it breathes. A couple of double triggers can create that little stumble that sounds so human and so DJ-like. In simpler, keep the attack fast, around 0 to a few milliseconds. For drum slices, keep decay fairly short, maybe around 120 to 250 milliseconds. For texture slices, you can let them ring a little longer. If the chops get too sharp in the upper mids, roll them off with a filter. The point here is to make it feel like a record getting grabbed and flicked, not a perfectly polished audio edit. Next, shape the rewind with gate, auto filter, and echo. These three together are a really strong combination for pullback tension. Put the gate first so it trims the tail and makes the movement feel tighter. Set the threshold so it lets the strongest transients and smear through, with a short release if you want a more chopped result. Then use auto filter with a low pass sweep, pulling the cutoff down as the rewind happens. That darkening motion is a big part of the illusion. It feels like the energy is collapsing inward. After that, add a subtle echo. Keep the feedback low, the timing simple, and the repeats dark. You're not trying to create a big ambient wash here. You're trying to create a warehouse echo that supports the rewind without stealing the spotlight. To get the vinyl chop vibe, add a little grit. Saturator works great for this. Use modest drive, keep soft clip on, and don't overdo it. You want the rewind to sit in the same world as breakbeats and dub-played energy, not sound like it's been smashed by a mastering chain. If the drum side needs more dirt, drum bus is a good option too. A little drive and crunch can make the whole thing feel rougher and more physical. Just be careful with the boom control, because low-end blur will kill the impact. For glue, a light compressor or glue compressor on the rewind group can help hold the pieces together. Aim for just a couple dB of gain reduction. You don't want to squash the life out of it. You want the reverse pull, the chops, and the grit to feel like they belong to one moment. Now protect the low end. This is crucial. If the sub keeps rumbling through the rewind, the effect loses its punch. Most of the time, the sub should either duck hard or mute entirely during the rewind bar. You can automate the bass volume down around 6 to 12 dB, use utility to trim the level, or high-pass the bass briefly so it disappears upward. A really strong approach is to let only the mid-bass or Reese layer reverse while the sub drops out. That keeps the floor weight clean, and it makes the return hit way harder when the bass comes back in. If you want a more obvious DJ-style pullback, add a tiny pitch drop or collapse toward the end of the effect. You can do this with clip transpose, small pitch automation, or a resampled version of the rewind. Keep it subtle if the tune is more techie or neuro. If you're aiming for more jungle or old-school throwback energy, you can make that pitch movement a little more noticeable. Even a few semitones down can feel like the record got physically yanked backward. Placement matters just as much as sound design. The best rewind is usually right at the end of a 16-bar or 32-bar phrase, just before a drop, switch up, or restart. That's where the crowd expects a move, and expectation is half the weapon. A solid arrangement could be groove for 16 bars, variation and tension for another 16, then the rewind, a short breath or near silence, and finally the re-entry, with a bigger impact. That silence or negative space after the rewind can be just as powerful as the effect itself. Sometimes a half bar of restraint makes the next hit feel massive. When you're polishing the moment, check the mix in a real room mindset, not just on headphones. Warehouse-style DNB can get ugly fast in the low mids if you're not careful. Use EQ to clean up the atmosphere layer, trim mud around the low mids, and tame any harsh top-end spikes in the chopped reverse. Check mono compatibility too, especially if the rewind has wide texture layers. You want the effect to feel exciting, but still solid and readable on a big system. A really important mindset here is to think in layers of motion. The best rewind moments usually have at least three things happening at once. The groove pulls backward, the transients get chopped, and the tone darkens. If one of those layers is missing, the illusion gets weaker. Also, don't make everything too even. Real rewind moments are a little imperfect. Let one slice land slightly early or another drag a touch late. That asymmetry is what makes it feel like someone physically grabbed the record in the room. One of the best habits you can build is resampling early. If the rewind feels good, print it to audio and commit. That locks in the vibe and makes it easier to edit like a sample. It also stops you from endlessly tweaking devices when the emotional part is already working. In this kind of design, the feeling matters more than the theory. If you want to practice this properly, build three versions. Make one clean DJ pullback with just reversed audio. Make one chopped final version with slicing, stutter retriggers, saturator, and auto filter. Then make one heavier warehouse version with a sub-muted, gate, echo, and drum bus. Compare them in the arrangement. Ask yourself which one creates the strongest anticipation, which one feels most believable in a club, and which one leaves the most space for the next drop. That comparison will teach you a lot about context, so the big takeaway is this. A great drum and bass rewind is about energy control, timing, and character. Use reverse motion, micro-chopping, filtering, and controlled grit. Keep the sub under control, place it at phrase boundaries, and let it feel slightly imperfect, like a Riedel selector move in a dark room with a heavy sound system. If you nail that balance, the rewind becomes more than an effect. It becomes a proper DJ tool moment, and it can absolutely reload a dance floor.